We're back. It's coffee, morning, laughter. It's your girl Shilla. Another day, another dollar, should I say, or another day, another coffee. Shilla, so good to have you back. How was your week?
It's all right. Long, tiring, but fun.
I know, yeah. You know, I feel like I'm growing up. I feel like I'm actually growing up. And I can honestly say, I have to start caring about the environment.
Yes, you should. Yes.
That
yes.
brings me right nicely onto the topic of today, guys. Yes. Yeah? I'll swing over to Michelle so she can let you know what's really good.
Yes. So I know this topic is randomly really, really dear to my heart. Yeah.
I'm shocked.
I know, right? So the topic is climate change. Should we be caring? Yeah. Should we care about climate change? So I think first off, I'm going to start with a definition of what climate change is.
Because, tell us.
I know, like, do you know what climate change is?
The climb and the mate.
Oh, God, Jesus, she's in one of those moods, I can tell already. God help us all.
I'm here to be educated today, guys, yeah. Educating Shilla.
Well, right. So climate change refers to basically the long-term shift in temperatures and weather patterns. So basically, we have our seasons, yeah? We have summer.
Seasons and reasons.
But, you know, the weather seasons, summer, winter, autumn, yeah. Spring.
Yeah.
And just from the beginning of time, they've always kind of set the same thing. So summer's really, really hot. Winter's really, really cold. Yeah. Spring and autumn are in between the changes.
This is a climate in the England.
Well, yes, in England. Let's look at England's climate. But is this a worldwide issue? Yeah. The reality is...
Guys, that, you can hear that I'm struggling with this one.
She's struggling already. Michelle, stay with us.
Michelle's going to really have to convince me on this one.
Stay with us.
I'm with you, yeah.
So climate change, and this is where it does affect you, yeah? So you remember the summer of 2022, yeah?
Last year.
Yes, last year.
Yeah.
And you know how hot it was in that summer.
I wasn't complaining.
Yeah, you wasn't complaining. I was complaining when we were recording in this same room and we were boiling our
asses. Okay, yeah,
off.
But I wasn't mad at it.
Oh my God. Well, it's not about being mad at it, but the fact is that our weather temperatures over the last
year. I remember a year, yeah. Let me cut Michelle. Yeah.
Cut me.
I remember a year. I think I went on holiday. I was so angry because I had gone away to try and get some sun. And it was also hot here. So why did I leave?
Exactly. Yeah. So that is part of climate change. And it's not just fair enough. Okay, you don't care about the hot seasons, yeah?
Yeah.
What about when it's really, really cold? The weather, the rain, the extreme rain that we've had.
Netflix and chill, sis.
Oh my God, cuffing season.
But babes, yeah. Okay, so you're worried about climate change, yeah?
Yeah.
What impact is it having on the world right now? Because at the end of the day, yeah, to be honest with you, yeah, I've seen this thing. Is it David Attenborough?
Yeah, David Attenborough.
Yeah, he's very much about the climate, the planet, etc., etc. So I've seen his work that he's done over the years. However, yeah, I don't think it affects me that much.
Oh, Shilla.
No, I'm being really honest with you, Michelle, because I'm speaking for the public, yeah. There's a lot of people in the public, yeah, that don't give a crap. Don't come here and protest outside my house. I'm not interested, yeah? Yeah, because I'm just telling you what... Because I know a lot of people. I don't know the whole world, yeah?
Yeah,
I know a lot of people. And it's very far and beyond, yeah, that I hear people talk about this. In my society, in my community, that's a big issue.
I think... And do you know what? There's two things. Number one, in the Western world that we live in, it's maybe not affecting us as much as, say, it does our... Can we call them our family back home? Can I say that to you?
Yeah.
She was going to say, what family back home?
I've got family back home. Michelle, maybe you've lost yours, but me and my family is solidly there. Yeah.
But in terms of the way that it's actually affecting certain countries in Africa, even Asia...
And then live that burning sun.
Well, yeah. Chills, yeah, it's gonna be one of them mornings, I can tell. Yeah. But the way that it's affecting those in terms of drought, and their farming, and you know, in terms of just life. So, the rainy season that's washing out all their crops, and when there's no rain and
drying
crops
up.
Are dying,
yeah,
so it's affecting, I think, maybe third world countries, Africa and Asia, maybe a bit more,
yeah,
but actually, I'm just thinking about the future.
Okay, what is the future, Michelle? Because
so the future is, if we have more of these torrential weather seasons, you know, when it snows, we always say, when it snows in this country, things get shut down.
That ain't a problem from working
Libby
from home.
Libby loves it. Yeah. Schiller loves it.
Like, I don't mind.
Snow day.
I don't mind it. And that's when I take my picture. I just tell my manager, I can't make it in. You've seen outside, yeah? The thing is, yeah, I'm trying to... Listen, guys, yeah. I'll give you a little background on how we got to this topic, yeah? Michelle one day said to me, Shills, I think we should talk about the changes of the climate weather. I said, I looked at her and I said to her, for who?
Literally, yeah. That was the conversation.
I said, Michelle, this is not it, yeah? She was like, no, it's really important. So I said, you know what, yeah? Because there's no dictatorship here, I said, Michelle, let's do it, yeah? You develop the topic,
I'm getting this
yeah?
one.
And then I will turn up and record it. So here I am, I've turned up, I'm turned recording up. It, yeah? And I'm just trying to say to Michelle, I don't think, yeah, as much as, you know, is it Greta?
Greta Thunberg, yeah.
Greta Thunberg. Yeah, that it was 15. Is she 15?
15, 16, yeah.
So that little small teenager girl, lovely the work that she's done, yeah, if you say. But no one's really.
I think nobody's made it relatable. And I think this is one of the things that I think that has maybe put it on my map.
Who's
yeah?
it affecting, really?
It's going to affect all of us. So these extreme weather conditions, yeah. they are going to, and they're just going to get worse.
And worse, and worse, and worse. And then, you know, we might flood again, and then no one might build a boat.
Oh, God.
Well, haven't you Noah?
Noah yeah. is not going to save yeah. us, yeah.
Okay. No, but I'm just trying to make it make sense, yeah. A lot of people that are my age, I'm really glad you're all about this, Michelle, yeah.
yeah.
Is it because of where you live?
I knew
you,
she was going to
say you're married
some
to?
Crap like
What's
this,
happening, yeah.
yeah? No, it's
Michelle,
because,
when we were
one,
at university, you wasn't thinking about the climate.
I wasn't thinking about the climate.
You
Do you know what it is?
You was
I'm
adding to the climate.
About,
you was driving planes up and down.
Do you know what it is? Do you remember my old house in like Belmont? I remember when I used to get flooded outside my house.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? Yeah. And that's because it would rain a little bit.
Yeah, bad drainage pipes.
It was a bit of bad drainage pipes. But the fact is that that torrential rain, you didn't come to my house and you got trapped in, did you, that
no,
time?
No, no.
It was Danelia. So we had people come around and they got trapped in because of the rain, yeah? And I hear Chills is giving me the most funniest look. She's just like, I don't give a damn.
What kind of rain is this that's trapping you people in?
The reality is, the more that the weather gets worse, the more the climate is... And what they're saying eventually,
yeah.
and I know as a Christian you might not even care because I think you've got other views, but yeah. eventually
yeah.
the sun's going to get so hot,
yeah.
yeah? the world's going to get so hot,
yeah.
the Arctic, the North Pole,
yeah.
all the waters, all the ice is going to melt.
Yeah.
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 Sheila, you're meant to be pretending like you care. Come on.
I'm caring. I just want to see my camera because I want to catch this for Michelle. I want to catch this moment, yeah?
Where
Michelle... Do you want to change the climate? Isn't that a climate
I'm
changing?
I'm not trying to change the climate. But the reality is, I just think
guys,
it's really important. There's things that we can do to try and slow this down.
Okay, what can we do, Michelle?
There's things like recycling, yeah? There's things like reusing, yeah? There's recycle, reuse, making sure that we use like more chemicals that are not... So plastic bags. Shilla, do you take bags to shopping? Or do you get new bags every single time?
No, I have my Waitrose bags.
Okay, well done.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. So that's becoming more sustainable and reusable.
Well,
yeah?
Simply because I don't want to be buying a 5p bag all the time I go
good,
in.
Good, yeah? good. Because where do you think all those plastic bags have ended up?
In the plastic sea.
In the plastic sea, which is not great
yeah.
for all the little fishes that you want to eat. You like sea bass, don't you? You want them all filled with plastic? Yeah,
clearly,
when you're eating them in all your fancy restaurants?
In the nicest way possible, yeah. By the time it gets to the restaurant I'm at, yeah, it hasn't got the plastic.
The kind of restaurants I eat at.
Yeah. Even if it got to my fish and chip shop round the corner,
no.
yeah. I'm not seeing that plastic in my cod.
Okay, what kind of world
guys,
do you
Michelle,
want?
Michelle's actually got tears in her eyes trying to convince me, yeah.
I'm not, I know, right? I'm trying to, go, now I'm going to go deep.
Yeah.
Family, mm-hmm. what kind of world, your little girls, yeah?
Yep.
Coco.
Kayla.
Yeah. What kind of world do you want them living in? Yeah, where it's so, so hot.
Yeah.
And it's so, so cold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the world is like dying
not,
out here.
Do we not have AC?
No, we don't. No places have it. This isn't Nigeria.
People have been living in Nigeria, in Uganda, in all these hot countries. In India has always been hot, yeah.
And they've survived well.
They've been surviving for years.
In terms of health, yeah,
yeah.
health implications, asthma, all the allergies.
So the sun's giving people asthma.
No, well, no, the pollution is. Pollution
Okay, the pollution part I get for you, I'm going to agree with this on Michelle. Let me be serious, guys. Yeah, serious hat on, Even if, like, my phone's died and I can't record Michelle for yous anymore,
Yeah, I know.
But serious hat on, It's kind of like the pollution part I get, So I understood where... I'm going to talk about the cars. And Michelle's going to Michelle's going to get me on the cars, So, okay, so we had the car situation where the petrol, the diesel, the Range Rover mums, the, you know, the heavy car people, people that like to drive the Jeeps, in the city. So obviously we saw the change in that because the congestion charge came in place.
The government tried to put the ULEZ in charge.
And I'll be honest with you guys, from reflection, when we were in the lockdown on COVID, there was less and more transport, like transportation, like vehicles moving across the road. The air felt clearer, And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm a runner, pre-injury, I used to do a lot of running and jogging, so I felt the difference because I'd been running for about 5 years,
You live in a London.
And I love it, in a London life, No, but I felt the difference and I noticed it and the skies were a lot more clearer. And when we started being proper active again, trust me, the skies became greyer and greyer and greyer.
And it's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible, Michelle, but you know what? It's not killing anybody.
It is. That's what I'm trying to say.
Who has got a death certificate, and it says died of pollution, died of climate change, Who has been written that death certificate?
In the long run, all this asthma, all the allergies.
So people that were having asthma back in the day when I was young is because of climate change.
More breathing problems and more breathing problems and
Smoking.
Yeah, not smoking, all of these things.
What, smoking? People were not getting asthma because people around them were smoking.
What?
People were not getting asthma because people around them were smoking.
No, smoking doesn't give you asthma.
But the smoke...
It can give you lung cancer.
Okay, so...
The smoke does contribute to the pollution,
Smoking in my house doesn't open.
You're not. Why are you even talking like this when you don't even smoke or you don't even have anybody that smokes in your house?
I'm just going to say, just in case, you might have somebody out there and Nettie saying, oh, well, I smoke in my ass, Michelle.
Oh, yeah, well, then kill yourself.
Yeah, I'm smoking my ass.
Kill yourself, that's fine. If you want to smoke in your house, and if that's what you want to do, you choose to do.
Yeah.
But in terms of, you know, the air going in your vents up until little Johnny's room.
Michelle,
people should have choice. I just think we just need to be thinking more, I think, about our future.
Okay, so heal the world, save the human race, for you and for me, Michael Jackson, we love you, That's the song that goes along with climate change.
Song,
Heal the world, make it a bit. That's the song.
Yeah, a little bit.
That goes with everything. It goes with love, it goes with everything. But the truth of the matter is, I honestly, it's been nice. It's a political agenda. And it's been there. And I know that, you know, the politicians and the various groups of people that go around protesting for the green
so
earth.
This is what I wanted to ask about, because this is what I was going to say. Obviously, for some people that don't really know about climate change,
like
you would have seen in the news, though, all these mad protests.
Yeah.
The ones that are sitting in front of cars, throwing paint on good old paintings, throwing paint on like the Mercedes
What's the point?
Benz.
Don't come for my car, you know, because I'm gonna
did
knock
you.
Hear
what they did to Melissa's wardrobe?
Yeah, they scraped the air out of her tire, and I just thought to myself,
they're going hard.
That was just so crazy. She was like, you know, I'm
what
here.
What the hell
for...
did I do?
Yeah, fair enough. She's not even. She ain't got kids, and she's still driving this big old car.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Yeah. So.
So all the gas and the
pollution. Sorry, I like to drive comfortably. Mel, I'm on your side. Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
Mel made me do it.
Mel made me do it. I just think, I don't know how I feel.
Mel,
about
you drive a 4x4 as well.
Shh, I knew you were going to say
so,
that.
So, guys, I rest my case. Michelle's here, At least me, when I'm not even helping the climate, I'll say I'm not helping it because that's what I'm doing, Michelle's here.
But it's a bit different.
I've said this to Michelle before. This goes back to that thing I always tell you.
Go on.
The way you support black men.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and I'll stop
you
there.
You keep on saying that.
I'll stop there.
You keep on saying that. That's not true. I think the reality is, but like I'm saying, I disagree with the protest. Because one of my work colleagues, she was due to fly out for her birthday, her 50th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And these people blocked the car. They blocked the road and she missed their flight. by Heathrow, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is...
Did she get a refund or anything?
She did, only because she cancelled the flight. So as she was sitting there, she was just like, do you know what, let's just cancel it. We're not going to make it, her and her husband. So they cancelled the flight.
Yeah.
But if she hadn't have cancelled it,
there
were some terms and conditions. Like if you're late and you miss your flight, you won't get a refund.
Oh, okay.
If you're late and you miss your flight, depending on who you book with and T's and C's.
Yeah.
But luckily for her, that's what happened.
No, the thing is, if I'm looking at it that way, okay, so the protesters are out. When I say the protesters, I just even put my foot down on my finger, say.
But they're doing what they
want to
do.
I'm just joking, guys. Guys, don't come and protest against me.
No, what they're doing is they're getting us talking about it, which is what they want
to
do.
Okay, the fact of the matter is I saw a protest and I just thought to myself, well, the person you've blocked, they're driving an electric car.
So they're doing their bit anyway.
Yeah. So
I'm not even in agreement with the protest.
So it's like, guys, let's make it make sense, It's like people that were years ago, I don't wear real fur coats. No, shouldn't do that. But shouldn't do that. But years ago, they used to throw like paint on people's coats. Yeah, and I understand that because that one I totally get because it's like, come on, you've gone and killed an innocent animal, and.
But you're not caring about the state of the world in 600 years, 400 years.
I'm not going to be here, girl.
Yeah, but your descendants will, by God's grace.
The rapture's coming.
Well, this is what I said. The Christians, this is what they'll say.
Look, Michelle, let me tell you something, There's a lot of things that I can worry about in this world, And this climate change, is not on my agenda, I'm worried about what is happening with the council tax next month. I'm telling you now, I'm worried about if my pay is going to go up or not. I'm worried about is my mum going to have good health for as long as she's alive.
Well, how can she have good health if we're polluting the skies and polluting where she's
She's not living in the sky, is she?
Well, she breathes out the air, Air pollution. Is something that
She lives outside of London, so it's calm.
It doesn't matter. It's all a trickling effect.
Michelle, when they were telling you about the 5G's coming up, during the COVID times, you were the people that are saying, oh, it's not true, it's not true. Then they put 5G up everywhere. And then at the end of the day, for me, what I just think about this climate thing is, sound like a little kid. At the end of the day, but what I actually think, is that the way education is best.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to educate people, Now, you're trying to target a group of people who are already grown and set in their ways.
Mm.
And I'm not being funny or anything. Unless I have a real passion for it at this age like you have, it's not going to happen, You can only tackle climate change through school.
And they are, to be fair, in the schools, that's what they're doing. Yeah. But in the nicest of ways, Livy don't make decisions about my household. So it's good, all well and good for her household.
But you're woke.
I'm not even woke, Shills, because you know I'm not woke, you silly girl. I'm going to... She says these things to annoy me.
Michelle's going to use a bad word against me, guys. She was a silly girl.
I'm not woke.
You see the abuse I enjoy, but let's move in it,
I'm not woke. But I think what it is, it's just about knowing how it's going to affect your children, So when all these asthma things that come up, you're thinking, where are they coming from? Then actually, you're not doing your bit.
Okay, so what can I do differently, Michelle? Not what put my heating on.
No, I'm not even saying not put your heating on. Put your heating on to the world's
But that's
delight,
causing pollution as well. It's causing gases. Pollution,
but I think start small.
Okay, how can I start small?
Which is amazing. You've already got your nice Waitrose bag.
That's
great. So you keep that in.
I've always kept that in my car.
Only until they started charging us, Shills. Come on.
What?
When they started. So before they were charging 5p for bag, you had your Waitrose bag.
No, I didn't. Okay. I was carrying those bags out every day.
I would take 10 bags. Let me have some for my house. You understand? So it's things like that that are a good start.
Yeah.
I know one time I said to you, Shills, where do you put your recycling?
And I said to her, where's the space to recycle in this house? There's a whole bin downstairs. So I take everything in one bin.
I'm sure it must have two bins downstairs.
They've got two recycling bins downstairs.
So there you go.
But in my house, I don't have two recycling bins. Guys, don't judge me.
I'm judging you. Why not?
The thing is, you can't judge me because at the end of the day, I'm just thinking like, whoa, I wasn't raised like that, Michelle. And education begins at home. Maybe you're more about it because you're a mum. And when you go to school, assemblies.
Livy's coming home telling me, you've got to turn off the lights. Don't always turn off your lights.
Yeah. And I'm just like, look, guys. I just want to live my life, Just put all the lights on and just have a good time, We're not here for a long time.
That is the opposite of climate change goodness, That is the opposite. Here for a good, not a long time, just a good time. Opposite.
So what are you saying to people millionaires that are flying around in their turbo jets.
Well, they're saying that no more jets. Like, if you can, the amount of pollution that a jet like lets out in comparison to a commercial flight.
Again, we saw that during the COVID period. Yeah, like, you know, with less flying.
Yeah,
we saw a cleaner environment and the
don't
grass.
You want a cleaner environment.
You know what? Yeah, actually, this is actually very interesting. When I was in Uganda. Well, I was driving back from the airport going, then my cousin says to me, oh, that water has come back up to where it's supposed to be ever since the COVID lockdown. And then it was interesting, it's because nothing had been distracting or destroying the air or the land. Yeah. Yep. So things were able to regrow
and
thrive in their natural state. Yeah. So that's, I'll give you that. Yeah. However, yeah. I'm not living in Uganda. I'm living here in the UK.
You'll give me that, like, it's points for
it. I'll give you that, But I just think to myself, Michelle, what are you going to do differently to convince people like me? Because there's a lot of people who are like me.
There are.
Yeah, because I don't care what you lot say on this podcast or you listeners out there. I'm going to be real with you, Some listeners are out there, all they've done for this climate change, like myself, I've actually maybe done some one or two things, All you've done for this climate change is have a bag because that's all you can have.
No, but that's fine because like I said, I'm not out here. You're not going to see me as much as I'm passionate about it.
Yeah.
I'm just doing the little things that I can do. So it's the bags, And no, I'm not even willing to change my car. Someone's already told me about that. One of my work colleagues is like proper for the movement.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's certain things that I can do. What you can do, do. What you're not willing to do, but do something.
So when are you going to change your car?
To what? If I did get rich, I promise you, by God's grace, if I got richer, when I get richer, I would go to an electric car.
Yeah.
I would, because there's even, like where I live, there's loads, even on my road, there's all the little charging stations, you understand?
Mm.
So, yeah, I would, and it's meant to be more cost effective and all sorts.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
would you get an electric car? You could probably afford it now. Go on.
I like Michelle, that's faith in me, Like, I would look at an electric car. However, maybe a hybrid.
Okay, mixture of both.
Maybe, because like sometimes things fail, technology fails.
Yeah, I think you've got to plan ahead.
Yeah, so I've got to feel super comfortable with all of that, But if that's the way that the world is moving in a direction, and I've seen some lovely cars that have been produced by, you know, the cars people buy, not me.
Is it Telsa? They're quite
Tesla, even Telsa.
Livy loves them. That's what Livy tried to say she wants for her 18th birthday.
I know she'll get it in the name of Jesus.
By God's grace,
you have the money to buy it, but you won't buy it for
Hell
her because
no, because she's 18.
You won't be the age, but it will be something. Get her a picture.
Framed
get
picture.
Get a framed picture, But it is one of those things where I just think there's a lot more things that are being done and we're becoming more eco-friendly. So when you're building a house, you can put up the panels, the solar panels. And that would help a little bit more. In your gardens, and I know this because I like gardening, like my mum's. In your garden, you can have the solar lights that you put out around.
We've got the solar lights,
So I'm not far off it, but I just think people are not mindful of it, guys. And I think, I'm going to speak for myself and my community. I'm going to speak on the black community. And I'm not speaking for every black community, but the people around me, they don't really talk about it much. I'll be honest with you, Maybe because we're not woke or we're not really fully in the know of what's going on. Maybe I should educate myself a little bit more on this topic or on this subject, and possibly influence the people around me.
And that's all it is. It's just conversations.
Each one.
How do you feel about... this reusing, because fashion, you're into fashion. She's rolling her eyes already. I'm not there yet. But in terms of this, they say like now you can rent clothes, like you can rent a wedding outfit. Like a lot of shops are doing renting and recycling clothes and all of that stuff.
I mean, you know, that's nothing new. And I hate it when this Generation Z or whatever people are doing in this millennium I hate it when you try to bring up ideas of the people before them yesterday, Secondhand shops have always been present.
They have.
But
they're making them cool.
No, when you go to... When I was a kid, my Aunt Mary used to go to the Sunday market all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, Lucy and, like, Katie...
Was it Romford?
No, way out in Essex, Lucy and Katie, when every year Lucy packs up the boys' clothes, and takes them out to the market and sells them on.
Okay.
She doesn't just throw them away, sells them on, whatever. So when people are trying to make it like a trendy thing, it's not a trendy thing,
really?
Okay. It's nothing new. Get over yourselves.
They've just tried to hijack it.
Yeah, it's like, we've always been going to the thrift shops. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
And I am not a fan of it for spiritual reasons.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and it's always been the case. My mum's never allowed me to buy secondhand.
Okay.
Because you don't know who's worn it. You don't know what kind of spirit you're putting on. What garment are you wearing?
Mm,
yeah. Okay. Not everything is Joseph's second color coat. Yeah. And it's like, so I've never really been a person to wear secondhand like stuff, that. You yeah. know. I wouldn't go to any of those shops and be buying secondhand.
What do you do with your old clothes?
I put them in the bin. There's a clothes bin that I put in and it goes to charity. Okay. Or like every African I know, come on, put it in my briefcase when I'm going to Uganda.
And
I'll take
it. Off.
Yeah,
okay. So that's good. So you're not chucking away clothes.
Oh, no,
I had an argument with Dan. Dan would literally put like old t-shirts
in the bin.
In the bin. No, rubbish dustbin.
Yeah, no, I never chuck away clothes.
Why would you do that?
Like, I'll always pack them or I'll either put them in the bin that I have.
The clothes bin.
Or I'll take them to like age concern, or any of the shops, the charity shops that are that are near me.
Yeah.
But I'll never throw anything away. And I don't really like throwing clothes away, actually.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I don't throw pieces away. But so when people are saying that, I don't think it's that much appealing. Maybe to Gen Z, because it's all new to them.
Mm.
And it's like, it's that saying that they say, there's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm. It's just all being done in
different ways, like there's nothing new in fashion, it's all coming around again, so even the clothes you put away 10 years ago, please bring them out now
if they fit.
That is the caveat there.
That is the issue,
honestly. But I do agree with you, Michelle, and I do feel your, I share the sentiments with you, but I think I don't share them fully because I don't fully understand. Not because I'm against doing better for the community or for our world, but I don't fully understand.
I think it's the one thing that I've, and I'm not all there, guys. I'm by no means like some climate activist. I'm not, but I'm just learning and starting to understand. It's not actually for us. It's about our future.
Shell, so this future you keep talking about, the rupture's hitting soon, my sis.
Didn't they say that in 1996 about 1997 and 2000?
Yeah, but in this generation, it will be here. Okay, so the thing is, Michelle, people have, and I'm really, really out here playing devil's advocate, and I'm really irritating Michelle, but hear me, There is a person sitting at home saying, I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Because look, listen, I'm going to be dead in 50 years. And likely my kids will be dead in 100 years.
Yeah, but we just don't. Each year it gets worse. Each year we're not even a place with earthquakes and all that stuff. So we're lucky.
Okay, part. Tsunami.
Tsunamis, they're getting more equipped. There was like, I swear last year there was like a little earthquake.
In little places
in England.
There was a volcano.
You understand? So all of these.
There was a volcano.
Yeah, there's been eruptions, more eruptions. Mm. All of these things are going
to
start.
You know,
Earth is talking.
I used to learn about volcanoes and geography.
She looked at her 2 pence, Leave your D-grade geography GCSE at home.
Legit, I didn't even do the GCSE in geography, boy. I didn't do that subject. I dropped it as soon as I could, But it's like, okay, I hear you. And okay, here's what it is, Michelle, Here's the problem that you climate fighters have, Here's the problem, It's that out of sight, out of mind, We're in living in an area or in a country where we're not seeing these things. And I'm telling you now, when the Great Britain has sun, we're happy.
We're too happy.
We're like, oh my God, it's hot. We've got an Indian wind, Indian September.
I know. Do you remember November, it was hitting like 11, no, it was hitting about 16, 17 degrees.
So,
which is nice. But then just know, when it comes to winter, what kind of winter are we going to have?
Listen, we'll survive. The jackets are here. The cars have electric seats.
Some of them.
What I'm saying to you, is like we're living in a society that makes us forget.
Yeah, massively.
Those things easily. So even if you've got this fight against climate change, the Brits don't mind the sun.
No, they love it.
Yeah, because imagine if I go to sunny Spain for a week and I've got sun, and I come back here and I've got sun as well, then I'll go to Uganda and
get more sun.
Like last year my travels, when I travelled, I went to Uganda, I had sun for 2 weeks. I came back, it was nice and hot here. Then I went to Dubai, I had full on sun. I came back here, it was still hot and nice. Then I went to Venice and it was still sunny. I came back, we still survived the sun going into September, November. Then I'm back to Uganda again in December. I'm sunny delight.
Well, that is all well and good.
But I do hear what you're saying, Shell.
The structure of houses, of flats.
Things are happening because when I go to Uganda, I hear this a lot. And I'm going to speak about Uganda because that's where I go. I don't really go to other countries like that. And my nan will be saying things like, oh, we're praying for the rain to come. Yeah. I'm hoping, you know, we're really...
And that's climate change, yeah?
That's climate change.
That's an effect of climate
in
change.
In Africa.
Yeah.
Where it's hot.
Yeah, but where they, you know, I don't, obviously, I think your family's quite well off, so it's a bit different.
Yeah.
But imagine now.
They can't make their own rain.
Sole, yeah, but imagine farming.
Yeah.
Corn or...
It's
or,
true. Is,
that's their source of income. Mm.
Mm. Yeah, so it's
how does that work out when the sweet corn that was meant to
grow for the season,
they were meant to ship off to bloody Morrison's and Asda, doesn't grow.
The business is dead, so the community is dead, and
you
they
understand?
Don't have income, yeah. Okay.
You know, so it's not a, like you said, I think we're in a society where it's here and now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is going to be a slow burner, but they're trying to tell us, do something now.
Domino effect, yeah. That is moving. But the thing is though, Michelle, yeah, like I've said to you, yeah, we are living in a country or an environment where we're not seeing the impact, yeah, because the more sun we get, the happier we are.
Well, for some.
On this side.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about anywhere else, yeah? Because I'm talking about where I live and the reasons why I'm ignorant. I'm going to use the word ignorant because...
Do you prefer summer over winter?
Well, it depends.
That's what I'm saying. Do you like it when it's like mad hot?
I don't mind it.
When they shut the schools down last year...
it's like I shut my office down, it's fine.
This is the problem. This is the problem.
There's all perks.
Yeah.
There's too many perks to it, yeah. So it's like, oh, okay, school's okay. If we can't go to the office. The office has no AC, you can't come in.
Yeah,
you're good.
Yeah.
But I do remember last year when it was hot.
Man.
July the 19th. I will never forget you.
Wow, 2022. What
were you doing that day? I had to go to Tesco's twice to buy a fan.
Really?
I went to Tesco's in the morning because I went to the gym in the morning.
You remember the day?
Yeah. It's a significant date.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went to the gym in the morning, did whatever I had to do. Yeah. I thought, you know what? No, I'm not going to buy. It's only 1 week or whatever. I'm not going to buy a fan. I don't need a fan. I can do it. And you know, the first lockdown we had, yeah, they gave us a lot of fans for home.
Yeah.
The first lockdown. I said, this will survive me, yeah. And I was going with it. Listen, guys, yeah, I finished the meeting at 11:30. I went in my short shorts, yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys will look back on, if you look back on the CML podcast page, yeah, on Instagram, there's a week of the summer, yeah, where me and Michelle just wearing vests because it was so hot. We couldn't put makeup on.
Nope.
We couldn't record in the hat. We couldn't record where we normally record, yeah. And it was like... It was just too much.
So do you want that every summer, every weekend?
I'll be living my life now that I have a fan.
Someone come and take your friend, please.
I love
you. Anybody. Somebody.
Everybody. I just like the sun, but I prefer winter maybe.
I hate being cold, so I hate being too cold.
Because remember, when it's cold, yeah, you can warm up.
Yeah, and then when it's hot, there's only so much clothes you can take off.
Yeah, before you become a nuisance to society. That too, yeah. It's true, yeah. So it's like, I prefer winter fashion. So
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, I prefer winter. Yeah. Like summer fashion, it's like, oh God, don't bore me. Yeah, it's so boring. But winter's much fun for fashion. But I'm going to try my bit. I want to hear what the listeners have to say, yeah? And I don't know if our listening audience normally hears us talk about these topics.
No.
Yeah? So don't leave us this week. Yeah.
We have to do a catchier intro.
Yeah. Don't leave us this week because it's the climate. So where's this girl, Gretcha?
Greta. Thunberg, Thunberg.
I don't know, guys. I've seen her. She's young.
Yeah, she is mad young.
So what did she do that was so special?
So it's a bit weird actually because she actually she dropped out of school. Yeah, I know right? She dropped out of school. Well, maybe she was home learning. Yeah. But she dropped out of school.
She was in this argument.
Sailed around the world and she was just.
What was she sailing on?
A boat, which is better than flying.
Yeah.
But she sailed around the world.
How was that boat moving?
I don't know, Shills. What, was electric it, or...
Yeah, I'm curious, because sailing around the world...
It's better, it's healthier than flying.
Yeah, it is, but in this day and age, we're not in the Pirates of the Caribbean. She was really sailing around the world.
She said Pirates of... It wasn't no arm. It wasn't like, fore and arm.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
They must... No. She was on a proper boat. Oh, was she actually? No, there are pictures of her with sails, actually. But they must have some form of electrical.
Babe, yeah. That's all called... What's it? Propaganda. Yeah. Michelle, yeah. That is called propaganda.
No. This isn't the Nigerian elections, yeah.
Michelle, yeah. There is no way that little girl Greta, yeah, is in a sailing whatever, yeah. Come on.
I'm sure I saw her with... I'll look for the photo for this podcast. With her on her little, like, changing the...
Babes, yeah.
A bit like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Babes, yeah, that's propaganda, yeah.
I don't think
that is media sales.
No.
Yeah. That is really doing it for the gram.
You have to be authentic if you're going to do this kind of work, because then you'll get caught out.
I'm not doing funny or anything, yeah. You think that little girl was going around the world sailing around and...
It wasn't just her. Obviously, there was camera crew. There were adults with her. So her dad was with her.
Yeah.
So her mum wasn't with her, but her dad was with her. But yeah.
I want to see this video.
I'll get it up for you.
Yeah, guys, yeah, a little one, yeah. Do you think that was a bit of propaganda or was it the real deal?
I think it was.
Listen, yeah.
But yeah, she's doing what she wanted to do. We're talking about her and we're talking about climate change, which is what she wanted to do.
What climate?
She wanted people talking about it. She wanted it put on the agenda.
So now we're talking about it. I want to know, yeah, how many people have given up their Range Rovers? How many people have given up their 4x4s, Michelle? How many people are electric? I know some people are electric. I'll tell you who's really big on climate change. And I learned a bit of climate change through her.
Who's that?
Cameron Diaz.
Oh, really?
Years ago, yeah. She was using the hybrid cars years ago. She was proper about that life.
Mm.
And she's actually been an ambassador and an advocate for climate change for a very long time.
Oh, that's really good.
For me, I didn't see her as jumping on the bandwagon because, it's a popular topic.
No, this has been
just like
day.
So many people have jumped on like good mental health because it's a popular topic or Black Lives Matter because it's a popular topic. She was always the person that was doing that from day dot. So I...
Peter.
Andre.
No.
Jordan.
No, the company that came on for our Black...
Kids Simply.
So they're about sustainability and reusing. Okay, you asked what more. Do you have a water bottle? Do you have one of them stainless steel water bottles? Or do you just keep on buying bottles of water?
Okay, here's what it is, guys.
Oh, God, so you know she's going to come out with some...
No, in my house, in my little place that I live in, I drink the same thing every day, by the way. Lemon and water. Sometimes I have the drinks that I have in the fridge, whatever, yeah. But when I'm going to work, I put it in my plastic bottle.
What, your personal, or the plastic bottle? That
my
you...
personal one.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
I've got one,
okay,
yeah. My cup, yeah. So, because I drink warm water all the time, so I keep topping up, yeah.
Okay.
I'll stick some lemons in there, top it up, yeah. And that's what I drink throughout the whole day. Okay. When I'm at home, though, I do have bottled waters for my friends that come round.
I know, right? I'm one of those friends who drinks all the bottles.
And you, see, and guys, yeah, let me just let you know, yeah, I've got two glass bottles in there as well that I have water, but Michelle always goes for that plastic bottle one, yeah, because the glass bottles, I refill them with water.
Okay.
I take the water out, I steam it, I do whatever, sterilize it for you people, and I put it back in those... But Michelle always chooses. So when Michelle, when you come into my fridge and you go for that particular drink,
you're outing me.
I'm outing you because you wanted to talk about this topic, yeah. And you try to say to me that I don't have carrier bags, yeah, in my house, yeah, or I don't do plastic.
You don't recycle, which you don't.
I do recycle.
So you put my plastic bottles in the plastic tub.
That's your responsibility. You've taken it from the fridge.
To be fair, I never put it in your bin, though. I tend to take it out with me. And that means if it comes out with me, it goes to my house, and I 100% recycle.
That's really good for you. Here's your blue Peter badge.
There were
things that have actually helped. People have become more conscious of the environment, yeah? Remember when you were really young? Maybe it's because of the area that I live in. I don't live in the same area anymore, yeah? But I used to see a lot of chewing gum things on the floor, yeah? But I don't see that anymore.
There's two. I think, number one, they've put the bins out. But I don't know where you live. In Sutton, they have the wardens that will fine you.
Oh, wow.
It's never happened to me, but I've seen people like...
Yeah.
You just catch them out. Excuse me. Yeah, you have to pick that up or you've just got like a £50 fine, £20 fine.
The thing is though, yeah, catch me if you can.
Oh Say
no more. Yeah. Cause, like, so I put a chicken on the floor and you're going to come and try and fight. Oh, it fell out of my mouth. I was talking loud. I was on the phone to someone here.
Nah, you're right. I'm trying to think. Why would I say it? Because they're not the police. They're not the police. They can't hold you. They can't detain you. God forgive me. I'm not giving out tactics. Yeah. But they can't do these things. So, boy.
Some things don't make sense. Yeah. This country is too funny.
Why they do it in my area.
Because, babes, I can't see that flying in certain areas. Yeah. Like, is that going to. Woolwich, yeah. Because literally, catch me if you can, yeah. What? That's like, you know, that's like the other day, yeah. I was, and no disrespect, because everyone's got to make a living, yeah. I was at the traffic lights, and then the Pelican Crossing, yeah. And then the lollipop lady came along, yeah. I was like, who needs you? Hey. Yeah, because who really needs you here?
No,
they've pressed it, yeah.
Oh, so it's a red light?
Yeah, they've pressed it, and it's like, do-do-do-do-do, the people are walking across. Why are you here?
Yeah.
They, why?
Maybe they're just waiting for her to retire. Do you know people?
She wasn't that old.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, I remember my lollipop man, Joe, when I was at Hallsville. Yeah, I remember Joe. If I remember Joe, let me know. Yeah. But he was old. And when we were crossing, it needed it because there was no crossing bay. Or there was no zebra crossing or anything. Yeah. But I just thought, see, just like that job of giving people chewing gum fines, yeah? It's like...
redundant.
Like, come on, man. That's not needed, yeah? So, Michelle, I don't know. I've seen changes, but I guess where I live, I don't really experience it that much. But whenever I go to my mum's or drive further out of London,
you notice it more.
I notice it more, 100%.
There's less pollution and there's less 100%. Cars,
I notice it more. And I will never, ever forget. If I remember one thing about the lockdown in terms of the environment, yeah, that is what I remember.
Really?
When I used to go running and I could literally feel the air on my face, clearly. And even my skin, when I was running, improved a lot more outside.
All of these benefits, and you're there telling me, what difference does it make?
Yeah, but show, yeah, it's not that deep that I don't have. I have a fan now that I can blow on my face and get that same effect in my house. Guys, I'm playing devil's advocate. I love the topic more than I've loved some other topics, actually. But I'm still at the school of it needs to be put more in people's faces, yeah? Mm. You need to get you people that are doing climate change challenges.
Don't say you people, because I'm really not.
No, I'm not saying, I'm just talking to the government or the people that are up for it, yeah?
Yeah.
Let me give you a piece of advice if you want to hear it from Shields, yeah? You need to get people in different groups of society,
cultures,
that can pioneer, yeah, and champion.
And
your
maybe
agendas.
What I feel that maybe I haven't done in this podcast is actually show properly how it relates to you and me. So I've talked a lot about my future and my kids, and the allergies and such. Like Shields has made it very clear, she doesn't give a damn. Yeah,
I didn't say I don't give a damn.
But when you know, if and maybe we can do a bit more research in the blogs about how it directly affects like a 30-something-year-old, a 40-something-year-old, ages and stages, because there are effects, but it's just because maybe they're later or they're lesser known, and it's just about us being educated. But again, it's one of those ones, a bit like Black Lives Matter, it's not necessarily for us to go out and find it, it's for the educators to come and show us.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't even have anything to add on because the climater has climated. You have reached the climax. Michelle, you have reached the climax of the climate. Yeah.
I've never had Shields take the piss out of me in one episode. Yeah. I've never had it so much as I'm having it today.
Guys, it's not even taking a make out of Michelle. Yeah. I actually respect the topic. Like I said before, yeah, I didn't think I was going to enjoy this conversation, but the more I opened my mind up as the conversation went, I had quite a bit to say about it.
You do,
And I have views, but my only advice would be, as Michelle taught me this word last year, or sometime this year as well, we need allies.
The allies, all you climate ones, and maybe just do it gently.
Yeah,
because you don't need to be blocking us in. Yeah, you don't need to be blocking me from going to pick up my child from nursery or school because that's just going to piss me off.
Yeah,
and I'm not going to enjoy that. And then I'm going to be so angry, I'm not going to receive your message.
Yeah, that's true. Me, don't try and come and stop me, boy. I'm just going to put the pedal in it. Yeah.
That video when they're dragging them out of the way.
Yeah, whatever I'm doing, I'm just going to keep doing it. No, I'm joking, guys. I actually do care. And I will make a change. The change I might make is I might have a little area for plastics.
Get rid, yeah, or get rid of your plastic bottles. Just keep on having your glass bottles. If I was
fully
aware.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay, just even have a bag where you can put plastic bottles in.
No, it's not that deep. It's not up to that one yet. No. But what I might do is I might foster it more at my mum's house because my mum's got more space.
There you go.
So I might foster it more at my mum's house. So when my nieces are there, they can do it. Da, 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 da. Mm. However, I'm not having my mum take out two bins at the same time.
Well, it's one at a time, really, because with where I live, they pick up the recycling 1 week,
yeah.
Pick up the rubbish the next week. My rubbish only gets picked up once every 2 weeks because they're expecting us to recycle.
Oh, wow. What suffering is that?
And maybe that's why I recycle so much, because I can't put it all in the bin.
Yeah.
But if you try and put rubbish in the recycling bin, they're flipping. They won't take it.
Do they go through the bins or something?
No, but you have to lift it up, isn't it? So maybe you can be... I don't want to teach people how to be deceitful. Listen, but maybe put your rubbish underneath
the climate
and
The climate changer is actually telling you how to do what you need to do.
I'm not.
But it is a good topic though, guys. And, you know, if you think about it from what Michelle has said, yeah... In terms of it affecting, I don't give a crap about it. In terms of it affecting the sunshine on this side,
okay.
That is, I'm gonna be honest with you, because I like it when it's hot here. Yeah.
Okay.
Even if I'm not going nowhere and I'm too hot.
When you're owning your own business and you have to tell people you can't come into work today because it's so hot, yeah. Mm. When all your tenants are saying, "Oh, we can't go to work, so we can't pay the rent because it's too hot."
You know what I'll say?
What will you say?
Do you remember that woman at uni? No fee, no pay.
No window fee.
Yeah. I mean, like, no job, no house. And if anybody works for me, you don't want to go to work? She's you just won't get paid.
Don't try that with me. She's basically saying, do not try that with
Listen,
me.
Listen, yeah. People go in the sun in Africa to work. Yeah, you can handle it. Yeah. Small kids are working in a heat scene. Yeah. I'm not advocating for that, guys. I'm joking. I'm being silly, yeah. But no, I get you. But the thing is, Michelle, we don't get enough sun here. So when it comes, we're going to enjoy it.
Bruv, we're getting more and more sun. Yes, we don't get enough, but we're getting more and more and more. And it's the amount that we're getting is too much.
Until the sun comes until the end of November, I will be okay. I'm joking,
too
guys.
Too much.
I'm joking, guys. Okay, I'm going to stop being silly now. Yeah, but I really enjoyed it. And if you're a climate warrior, like that.
I'm just looking at her.
Michelle's actually lost for words.
I am.
I'm really annoying her today. I'm going to stop. But if you're really into the climate and you know what is needed, educate the person next to you so they can do better. And if you really want your friends to start recycling, get them a little recycling bag or a little recycling bin. Michelle, get me a little recycling bin.
Don't worry, I will.
And I'll put it there. Then there'll be no reason for me not to do it.
I will do.
So if you want me to improve on what I need to improve on, help me.
I will do.
Yeah.
And that is all it is. Like literally small steps, people.
Yeah, because small the shops steps. Did that for us by forcing us to buy 5p or 10p bags now.
20p, 30p, 50p.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's
yeah.
mental, yeah.
So sometimes I go to the shop downstairs and I forget my bag. Yeah, like, do you want a bag? And I'm like, no, I'll carry it all.
Literally.
Yeah.
But back in the day, we'd be like, give me two. Like, give me three. Yeah, like, give one me a bag. Yeah.
And they're like, it's 5, it's 10p. I'm like, sorry, I haven't got 10p.
I always say, are you going to give it to me for free? and then they say no.
So I haven't got 10p. Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Bag, I said, I'll be all right. I've got a hoodie on.
We'll make it work.
I always make it work. I'll be like, no, it's all right. But guys, think about it, yeah. And as we go, and I'm going to try and recycle this week. I'll let you know how it goes for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, let it know how it goes. Yeah, and I'm going to get Livs. Livs, I'm calling my daughter. I'm going to get Shields a special present.
She keeps calling me her daughter. She thinks I'm her child now.
I really don't.
Yeah,
like,
Livs
has been educating me. These children
now.
Now
she thinks I'm a child because I don't understand climate.
You understand it. You just don't want to do anything. You do understand
it. It's out of my remit.
It's not out of your remit. You just don't want to do anything.
I'll do it. Next week, when I'm putting things in the bin, in the recycling bin, I'm going to take pictures of myself and post them on Instagram, yeah?
I'll be like,
one for the recyclers, yeah?
Plastic bottle in the bag.
I'm literally going to do that, guys, yeah? I'm going to be like, oh, okay, here you go. One for the bin. Where do I put my apples?
Well, I can't even go that deep with you, but do you know that there's food waste as well?
Yeah, I know about the food waste, but I ain't nobody got time with that.
I do. Dan got me onto the food waste. But what annoys me about the food waste...
I do it at work.
You have to get the food waste bags at home, which is mental.
Because it's going
to
stink out your yard.
Yeah, yeah. So we have a small food waste one in the house. And then we have, like, the bigger one outside.
Yeah.
So, like, every couple of days, we just put the food waste out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we bought our own special, like, food waste bag. That, is,
that
like,
makes
lockable.
Sense.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do it at work. I'm not going to lie. The food waste...
At work, there's no excuse. Come on.
There is an excuse.
Was it, if you were doing that, you just want to be fired. You just don't like the place.
No, there is an excuse, because what if I don't have time to walk to the food waste
bin? And they all feel together. So in my workplace, they've got
plastic, landfill,
plastics.
Yeah. But if I have to stretch my hand and I don't need to.
Oh, shit.
So it's not as easy as you think, you know, Michelle.
Oh, yeah.
I've had enough winding up for today. I'm going to stop. Yeah. But the food waste. Don't bring that one here.
Like I said, small steps, guys. Small steps.
The plastic one, bring it, and I'll try and do something with it. Maybe I'll put it on the balcony or something.
Yeah, easily. Well, you know, you've got to be careful because you don't want birds coming for it.
Well, plastic?
Foxes. Oh, no, sorry, food. Yeah. I've used my food. Sorry.
No, don't bring the food waste here, because that's going where it's going, bro, yeah? And I take my bin out, like, every 2 days.
Yeah, so you're right.
It's like, boy, yeah? So it's kind of like, I'm not doing that. But the plastic, I can give you that, yeah. Give you that because you're my friend.
So by the end of like the year, Shills is gonna be like,
guys, you're gonna
a
get
new
be,
woman.
You're gonna
She's
get
gonna be out with Greta. She's gonna be out, Greta.
Greta, we're gonna be sailing together. Just don't forget to bring the yacht. Because she wasn't on a sailing boat, Michelle.
I'll find the picture.
They lied to you. Your friends lied to you. When your friends have lied to you, find the get the video, because the pictures
are still. I will get the video.
You know promo.
I want to see. I will get it.
I want to see them going from one place to another. Do they go around the world or they go to her country?
I don't know where it was.
Literally her country.
No, it wasn't. I'm sure it was around the world because she was saying about she doesn't take aeroplanes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh wow, I would love to have her life. It's so cool.
Was that it was so cool,
but it depends on what sailing boat she's in, though.
It didn't look like that's quite.
Do you know what? Yeah, a lot of these things.
There you go. I told you. I know. I saw something with a bloody.
Let me see.
With a sail, yeah, man.
I'm gonna look at this picture. Michelle's passing me the phone to have a look at this. Guys, we're out of here. We're digressing, and we're keeping you on the air. Have a great weekend, and whilst you're doing what you're doing, don't forget to recycle, because I know I'll be.
Yay!
Recycling to cycle. Recycling to cycle. Recycling to
Bye,
cycle.
Guys.
Recycling to cycle.